Ben and Kelly Show.
Want to play a game called the Celebrity Butt Tattoo Game?
Oh, my God. You know creativity is reaching an all-new low.
Low?
In coming up with games
or high.
For this show. No, this is a low.
Want to say hi to Jamie calling us from New Albany. Hi, Jamie.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. First off, Jamie, do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have, like, 9.
Okay,
so... Any of them on your butt?
No, they're not there.
Okay, so, Jamie, are all these tattoos for anyone to enjoy, or are some just for that special someone?
No, you can visibly see all of mine. I don't have anything to hide there, but...
Okay, all right. That's great.
All right. Jamie's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Green Renegade, is a vet tech, has been married for 7 years, and did not smash wedding cake in her now husband's face during their wedding.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Jamie, thanks to the internet, we have, or I guess I should not lump Kelly into this.
This is all you.
I have discovered there are several celebrities who have butt tattoos. So I thought, you know what? We can make a game out of this.
Did you Google celebrities with butt tattoos?
Listen,
like, how do you come across this info?
You don't want to see my Google searches.
All right. Okay.
All right. So there are going to be multiple choice, Jamie. So.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. That makes it so much easier.
So here we go, Jamie, first one. On her butt, this singer has the word lover tattooed in Tibetan. Is it A, Rihanna, B, Jessica Simpson, C, Little Kim, or D, Amber Rose?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. I mean, Kelly, you going to help me out here?
I'm not allowed to on this one.
Oh, no.
Because I'm looking at the answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, she has the answers in front of her.
You put this one on the show sheet.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. I want to say Little Kim.
You want to say Little Kim. You would be...
Yeah, but I don't feel that's right.
You know what? You're right in one of those.
I don't know butt tattoos.
Oh, that's a saying
shocking.
That we'll have to keep.
Shocking.
Little Kim is incorrect. It is actually Rihanna. Rihanna has the word lover tattooed on her butt in Tibetan.
That's great.
Now I know what I'll talk to Rihanna about if I ever get
there.
There
you go.
All right, you are 0-1. Jamie, next one. This singer has the word hopeless tattooed in capital letters on the left side of her butt using black ink. Is it Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Cameron Diaz, or Halsey?
I feel like I've seen this somewhere, and I feel like it was Halsey.
You are Halsey. Correct. Halsey is
that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Look at you with some butt tattoo knowledge.
I know. Like, this is resume material, Jamie. All right. Third one.
I feel like I saw that somewhere, so let's just go with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Jamie, here we go. Third question. On her right side, she has the phrase before sanity tattooed in red ink. Is this person Kelly Clarkson, Kylie Jenner, Lady Gaga, or Demi Lovato?
I'll tell you,
the answers are all
Kylie Jenner.
Possible.
Oh my gosh.
Jamie,
she got
you
that right.
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Kylie Jenner is right.
2 out of 3. Let's this go. Is so impressive.
Do we want to stop here?
I mean, I'm doing pretty well, right? Let's keep going.
She's plowing through.
Give me more tattooed butts.
Let's go.
Right.
Ben, you put in the work. You might as well
That's
let
right.
it play out.
That
yes,
is true.
Put
she
in
appreciates
the work.
Your research. That's great.
Oh, shoot. All right, here we go. Question 4. This celebrity has a large, colorful tattoo of peacock on their right thigh and butt. Is it?
Oh.
A, Drew Barrymore, B, Machine Gun Kelly, C, Cardi B, or D, again, Amber Rose.
This sounds big. It's on the thigh and butt.
Yeah, that's Cardi B for sure.
You are correct!
Oh my gosh.
Wow!
Slaying the game.
Oh, okay, Jamie, one more. Man, I will be forever impressed by your celebrity butt tattoo knowledge.
And that is goals accomplished. Let's go.
All right, last question. On their left side, this celebrity's tattoo is a tiny tattoo of the word...
Gente?
Hente. Hente?
Hente? Gente?
G-E-N-T-E. Is it
yeah.
Hailey Bieber, Avril Lavigne, NeNe Leakes, or Sarah Jessica Parker?
This is going to be a shot in the dark. How about Sarah Jessica Parker?
You were so close.
She seemed like the wild card in that group.
She did.
Yes.
She did. Hailey Bieber is actually correct. Hailey was Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber.
You know what? We are uber impressed at you and your knowledge of celebrity butts and their tattoos that they
have. Amazing.
Jamie, congratulations.
You know what? I'm uber impressed as well.
You're going to tell all your friends today what you did on the radio, right?
Yeah, this is bragging rights right here.
Absolutely. And Jamie, if you ever need an inspiration for a new tattoo, maybe a 10th to round out the tattoos on your body, maybe a...
I say go for the peacock on the thigh and the butt.
That's right. That's a good one. That's a good one. Jolene, all she wants to do is just prank her brother Vic.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, she wrote to us. She said, are you ready for a phone tap idea?
Mm-hmm.
My brother, Victor, actually call him Vic. He hates that, LOL. I think you should call him. He's a great guy. I love him, but I'd love for you to prank him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He works in construction. I'm sure you'll find something to call him out about, right?
Yeah, so Robert Hassepepper has a job for him. And doesn't have a lot of money, wants to try to cut him in on this deal, all right?
Okay.
All right, so welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm looking for Vic.
Hey, this is Victor.
Hi, Victor. You mind if I call you Vic?
No, Victor's fine.
All right, Vic. Well, how are you?
I'm fine. Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know me. It's Robert Hassepepper. I got your name from a mutual friend who said that you do some home remodeling. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you need some work done?
Well, I do, but this is a little unusual. Before I tell you about it, can I get an assurance that this conversation is just mano a mano between us?
What do you mean?
Well, the work I need done has to be done in secret. Is there something like an attorney-client privilege in your industry?
What? No, no, not really.
All right. Well, just can you keep a secret, Vic?
Okay. First, it's Victor. And sure, man, I guess I can keep a secret. What is this?
Okay, here's the deal. I need your help getting at some cash behind a wall in a house.
Whoa, okay.
Right, well, there's a large stash of cash behind a wall, but I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Okay, do you know, like, which room it's in? You know, I'd hate to go in there and tear down a bunch of walls and we don't find it.
Well, Vic, I think it's in the living room. Do you have something that will look through the walls? Is there such a thing?
No, man, I can't look through them. But, I mean, if we drill, like, a little hole, you know, I can snake what we call an inspection camera in there, and we can take a look behind or around the wall, you know, so sort of get in there a little bit.
All right, that sounds perfect, actually. Now, I don't have a lot of money, but I'd like to see if you do this job in exchange for 10% of whatever we find.
Really? Man, no. Look, I don't know, man. This sounds a little nutty to me.
Oh, Vic, no, it's a sure thing. I've been researching this house, and I really think there's money behind those walls. You see, in the 20s, there was like this gangster who lived in the house. He was into gambling, illegal liquor, all that stuff. He was a big deal, right? But here's the thing. You see, he died penniless.
So?
So this guy made a ton of money. He died of a heart attack when he was like 38. Never had time to spend it all. And I think it's hidden somewhere in that house, Vic.
Okay, you're right. I mean, that's a pretty interesting story. But look, man, I don't know if I'm your guy.
Well, you know old houses, right? Remodeling, construction, all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 20% of the cash we find. No questions asked. Tax-free.
Look, the gangster story, that's interesting and all. But Like, I really don't work like this. You know, I don't ever do anything like this.
Oh, so we're negotiating now, are we? I get it. 30%. I give you 30% of whatever we find.
And you know what room to look in.
Well, I think so. If we have to tear down some walls, I mean, I have no problem with that. We'll tear down some walls.
Wow. Shoot. And you're really sure there's some money behind there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been researching this for a while. You understand? I got the clues from a book I got in the library about the city's history. There was a section about this gangster and where he lived and how he died. And I said to myself, hey, I bet that money's still in that house. It's got to be.
So wait, you did what? You bought this house just to look for the money inside?
No, I don't own the house.
So what? Wait a minute. What? Who owns the house?
I don't know. Some family. I'm sure they have no idea there's money in there. That's where we come in, Vic. You and me. I know the name of the people who live there. I looked them up on Facebook. Turns out, they're going on vacation next week out of town. They've been bragging about this cruise they're going on, leaving the house empty. We'll have a week to work
on
this.
Hold on. Time out, man. So your plan was to break into a stranger's house and start tearing up the walls of their house looking for treasure?
Yep.
Remember, you said you'd keep this secret between us, right? Contractor-client privilege?
You're not my client. And there's no such thing as contractor-client privilege. What are you talking about?
Oh, I see what's happening. We're negotiating again, aren't we?
What?
All right. 35%. I can't go any higher. 35%.
Dude, are you hearing me? I'm not breaking into a stranger's house and tearing out their walls because you got a book at the library and think you found some treasure map.
Well played. 40%. No, I tell you what. 50%. It'll be 50-50 split between you and me. You are some negotiator, Vic.
I'm not negotiating, my man. I'm not breaking into a house. I'm not tearing down somebody's walls. Honestly, I don't even know why I'm still on the phone with you. This is crazy.
Oh, I don't know. You're probably like me. You just like being on the radio.
Being what?
Victor, hey, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and this is called a phone tap.
Wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, Jolene. Jolene got with us and was like, hey, we got to mess with you.
Yo, that is crazy. So wait, this is on the radio right now.
Yeah. Welcome to 99.7 EJX. Say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm so glad I didn't agree to break into that random person's house.
How crazy would that have been if he had?
Listen, all right. 55%. That's as high as I can go.
All right, cut me in.
Let's aren't we?
Let's do this. All right, that is your phone tap.
Oh, what a negotiator.
99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it seems like one of these social media challenges, right? Where people just try to do all of these sorts of crazy things in a month, like maybe ride all the rides at Disney or...
Yeah!
Yes, things like that. Except this is different because it's a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being arrested for the 10th time in a month, you're doing okay.
10th time? Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, Keith is making a lot of bad choices. He just got arrested for the 10th time in 1 month. It just happened on Tuesday when police got a call about a guy driving a stolen truck. Who was that? Oh, that's Keith. That was Keith. It could have been even easier for the police because he told them he was on his way to the police station to pick up his personal property.
It's the last time I was there. I left some stuff. I got to go back and get that.
I didn't have a car, so yeah. I had to steal a truck too. Right.
I figured you guys would pick me up and take me there. That was a great plan.
Yeah. So actually, you know, I mean, we could probably congratulate Keith on this achievement because he got his 10th arrest just in time. It was on the 31st day since his initial arrest last month.
Oh, do they have like a frequent flyers club card that he could get punched?
You know what?
Discounts on bail?
Discounts on bail. After your 10th time, right. it's free.
It's half price.
Right. So, you know, this, to be clear, it doesn't sound like this was a goal that Keith had set.
Okay. So he's not trying to be a big time career criminal.
No. It just naturally works out to be this way.
Okay. I can see a couple of times. 10 times in a month, though.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty impressive. Are they all like the same reasons?
Well, so like that stealing, he ends up there? Stealing vehicles is a big one.
Okay.
Like 6 times. Stealing
okay.
6 vehicles.
6 out of the 10 stealing yeah. cars. Got it.
DUI, vandalism,
not
things
good.
Like that. Fraud.
Oh, fraud thrown in there. Just out of left field.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to diversify his portfolio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's a portfolio of crime.
He's like, listen, I'm
dipping my toe in a couple of different areas.
The stolen car thing yeah. down.
Uh-huh.
I need to diversify, so fraud. I'm stirring
a couple different pots.
Trying that out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, okay. Again, there is no award for getting a 10th arrest in 1 month. But
we should maybe start about, you know, maybe think about creating one.
If there was, Keith would win it.
Absolutely.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being arrested for the 10th time in a month, you're doing okay.
Well, There's always next month.
There is. You're right. We could start today and try.
We can clean the slate.
We can clean the slate.
And see how he does.
All right. That is setting the bar. All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, we got some special guests in studio to talk about an event that is happening on Friday. Daryl Isaacs and Berno's Pizza owner George Timmering are sponsoring a really great backpack event along with Stockyards Bank this Friday at McFerrin Elementary. So tell us all about it.
It's the Hammers Backpack Giveaway. We're going to be giving away 5,000 backpacks this Friday, July 14th from 4 to 8 at McFerrin Elementary.
Well, over the years, I've seen some attorneys in other states do this, and I know there's a need in Louisville, and so I wanted to do something to help the community, and I wanted to bring some partners in, and I thought we could make it bigger and better than what we would have done on our own. I went to George, I went to Jay, they're both good friends. We have a lot of volunteers. I'm so excited, and this is our first time we're, you know, rolling it out, and hopefully after this, we'll do something bigger and badder next year.
Berno's Pizza, $1 a slice. There's going to be some other giveaways we're not going to announce yet, but be sure there's some opportunities besides just the backpacks. It's going to be a fun event. We want people to be patient. We're going to give away the 5,000 backpacks, but also want people to be patient and just have a good night and still enjoy the summer. School's around the corner. That's why we're giving you the backpack, but let's still have fun.
So we're giving it kindergarten through fifth grade. We're asking, you know, parents to be present, and every child that comes, we want to give them a backpack. You can go to wewin.com for more information, but it's going to be a great event. We're real excited about it, and I think the people in the community, everybody's been so supportive. There's going to be Kona Ice there to help you cool, and Humane Society is going to be there showcasing some of the dogs. But the real winners are going to be the smiles on the faces of the little people who are going to come and get a backpack, and they're going to be so excited for school.
All right, and I'm going to be out there 4 to 6 McFerrin Elementary. We'll be broadcasting live. Come get your backpack. You can find out more information at WDJX.com. See you Friday.
Look, finding love is a difficult thing. You know, I think that's evidenced every single week on this show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you might have an encounter, but circumstances aren't really conducive to exchanging information, name, phone number, stuff like that. So what do you do? How do you reconnect?
You go to Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Ladies first.
Okay.
I seen you eating cat food. Woman for man. Already. It's painting a picture, is it not?
Yes, it is.
All right, here we go. I seen you the other day waiting for the bus eating cat food out of a can. You was using a fork like a real gentleman. Looks like you got some manners. I like that.
Okay.
Grammar's not strong with this one.
No.
I said to you, hey, that looks like cat food.
Captain Obvious over here.
You just put your fork down, folded the napkin that was acting like a bib, looked at me and smiled. Normally, a grown man who was eating cat food directly out of the can would be a turnoff.
Like she's come across this before.
But there was something about the way you looked at me with your piercing brown eyes and your unshaven face that lit my loins on fire. A scene threw those eyes into the soul of a guy who'd seen some stuff and doesn't cater to societal norms.
That's right.
Plus, I assume you like cats.
Okay.
Well, I do too. I got 8 of them.
Uh-huh.
Tater tot, patches, hammy, Tim, omelet, pork chop, gray, and berry.
Wow. Okay.
Quite the menagerie, isn't it?
I love it. I love it.
When the bus came, I got on, then realized as it was driving away, you were still on the bench.
Oh, no.
You put your bib back on, and we're cracking into your second can of cat food. Delicious.
Wow.
If you see this, I'd like to invite you over to my place. I've got plenty of cat food, and maybe you can hear me purr. Wink, wink.
Wow. Okay.
Me, wow.
Me, wow, indeed. Okay. Something about a guy wearing a bib eating cat food on the bus stop bench that just gets it.
Wow.
Oh, that was a lot.
Oh, it was.
All right.
Craigslist missed connections.
This one's titled, I'm looking for the girl that hearts toast.
Oh, I think we all heart toast, don't we all?
Man for woman.
Okay.
You were at the dinner. It's diner, right?
Diner.
You were at the diner on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
You were sitting at a booth eating breakfast by yourself, and I could tell you love toast.
Oh, boy.
You must have had 4 plates of toast spread around your plate of scrambled eggs.
Well, that's a lot of toast. Wait a second. Why are you not hitting the button?
Good news.
Yes.
I like toast too.
That's great.
I'm looking for that special someone who will share my passion for toast.
Yeah.
All kinds of toast.
Yeah, toast!
White toast, whole wheat toast, rye toast, toasted bagels, and when I'm feeling wild and crazy, a Pop-Tart.
Not toast, but okay. You can toast it.
Yes.
I like it.
To me, toast is the ultimate turn-on.
Yeah,
there is nothing like a lady who smells like toast. I picture you and me sitting on a couch in front of my 60 toasters.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. We have 60 toasters?
Getting all nice and toasty.
Wow.
Sipping brandy from glasses with croutons floating in them.
We have croutons and brandy?
Toast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, toast!
Talking endlessly about the splendors of toast. Perhaps one day you'll ask me to spread butter and jam on your body.
Oh, my.
Or cream cheese. I'm not particular.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Will you be there next week?
Probably not.
At the dinner?
At the diner?
Are you single?
We're asking that now?
You know why the toast broke up with the jelly, don't you?
Why did the toast break up with the jelly?
Because it found someone butter.
He's ending with a dad joke. That brings it back around for me. I like it. I'm on board.
That butter is me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, toast!
Yes. And seriously, he must have some counter space if he's got 60 toasts.
So whether or not you are looking for the dude with the piercing brown eyes eating cat food like a gentleman.
Could you imagine kissing a guy after he ate cat food? No, thank you, sir. Wow.
Or you're looking for that special girl who can share in her love of...
Yeah, toast!
Yes, indeed.
Yes!
It can only be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connections.
Yep. It's a glorious thing.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, got this one?
I got this one. She says, my younger half-sister, we'll call her Annie, will soon marry a family friend, we'll call him Chris, with whom I went to college. Now, she doesn't know that a decade ago, during a rough patch in my marriage, Chris and I carried on an intense 4-month affair.
Ooh.
It ended when I realized I love my husband more, and since then, we've rarely talked about it. I now have 0 romantic feelings for Chris. He has no romantic feelings for me. I feel I can safely say that we will never, ever become romantic again.
Okay.
My husband also does not know about the affair.
Ooh.
Chris doesn't want to tell Annie that we were together, and neither do I. Do we have any obligation to tell her, given the near certain unlikelihood she will never, ever learn about the affair? Now, I know I'm risking a lot of hate coming to you guys, but please know it's one of my biggest regrets.
Ooh, okay, so if you have been on a side of this exact scenario, because I know that this isn't unique.
No, but I also know that if there is honesty about it, I think it most certainly could, like, blow up both relationships.
Yeah, 100%. So we'd love to hear how you handled it and what happened. 502-571-9970. Yeah, and I've got to think in, like, my first reaction was don't tell. Like,
yeah,
if there is that minuscule chance that it comes out, then cross that bridge when it happens.
Here's the reasoning behind that is because really the only person it is helping is you and your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
all it's doing is causing pain. And if you know it's not ever going to happen again, that's one way of thinking about it. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be like, no, you got to be honest and you have to tell and all the things. Jordan says, I'd assume this was before your sister even knew this guy. I would have said something when my sister first brought the guy before they started dating.
Man,
but you,
can't
change the past, so take it to the grave. All it's going to do now is make her feel insecure, you know, make your husband feel insecure.
See,
now, I'm sure there are a lot of people, though, that feel like he has a right to know that she stepped out of the marriage, too.
Yeah. All right. Wow. This is a tough cookie to crack.
A lot of layers.
Yeah. Any way you slice it. So, yeah, let us know. 795-1997. 795-1997. Group therapy. So her half-sister and her husband don't know. Now, 10 years ago, going through a rocky part of her marriage, she had a four-month affair with her sister's now fiance. You following?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She knows won't happen again, but feels an obligation to say something before the wedding.
They won't find out on their own. So she's just wondering, all right, do I have an obligation to tell them still, even though it was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, risk potentially completely ruining both relationships.
Yeah, he is our resident doctor when it comes to love on the show. Andrew, the love doctor. What's your take on this?
A couple of things intrigue me with this one. It's tough, but I think that it should probably come out. But what's more important is if she stepped out and had an affair, a four-month affair, regardless of whether she knows this person now or doesn't, that says there's something wrong with the marriage and there's some disconnect there. And I don't know if they got help or therapy or what that looks like, but who's to say that down the road something like that won't happen again? So I think there's a deeper-rooted problem within the marriage. So I would find a little therapy to go with that. Second thing is, yeah, she probably needs to clear the air, just because if she does step out again and then it does come out and they knew that she knew, it's just going to be worse down the road.
Man,
it just really is. Absolutely.
Andrew, the love doctor, I rarely like disagree with you, but I don't know if I would utter a word. Like, I feel that's a big bomb to drop, and it could only hurt your half sister.
Even if you're not dropping that bomb, there was a reason somebody stepped out for 4 months.
Yeah.
They've got to clear that part up. I'm not saying they haven't. Maybe they've got therapy, maybe they took care of all that, but there's a deeper rooted issue there. It just so happens they know the person this time. I don't know. That's a tough one, buddy.
All right, Andrew the love doctor, thank you as always.
Keep on loving, brother.
She did say that the reason she ended it was because she realized that she loved her husband more. And I think that was kind of her wake up call. That I'm never going to do this again. That was a huge mistake. She says it's one of her biggest regrets in her life. So that's where the tough part comes into. Mm-hmm. Marlene says, let it go. If you have some secret guilt and think you deserve punishment, then by all means, just blurt that crap out, tater tot. Otherwise, let everyone go on with their life and don't cause your family to break apart like a slice of bread left on the counter for 3 days.
Yeah, I think what our listener needs to do is get therapy for herself. Because I see this as being very self-serving. As you pointed out earlier, Kelly, it's really only helping her and not her husband, the fiance, the sister.
Yeah. The only thing it's going to do is just clear her soul, her conscience. Suzanne said, nope, keep your mouth shut. This would be selfish to make everyone else miserable. So you're basically ruining everyone else's life around you just to make yourself feel better with your own mistake.
Lisa texts in, can we just forget this issue and explore if Andrew the love doctor is single?
That is a big mystery.
I think at
he
one
was
point,
at one point. Yeah, I don't I know if
say.
He is anymore. we'd have not checked the status of Mr. Love Doctor.
Lisa, we'll keep you posted, okay? All right, so I think we're all saying what? I think we say let it lie.
Most people online have been saying basically this is something that you're going to have to live with, even if you tell Annie. You know, that's what Courtney said. She will make sure your husband and everyone else knows if you open that can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could really have a gigantic ripple effect of just everything falling apart around you and ruining lots of lives. Obviously, you've learned your lesson, but you're going to have to figure out how to live with this. And I think therapy for you is going to be the best answer.
All right, there you go. That's our thought. And that's our advice. Whether or not you take it is up to you now. So, yeah, keep us posted.
Yep, many more comments to sift through if you'd like on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
All
All right, so we're playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey.
Hey. So
that's fun.
Yeah, Elizabeth is on the Waterson right now, so be careful, okay?
Okay, I will be.
Yeah, Elizabeth has brown hair, drives a Nissan Altima. She's recently engaged. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, and we think it's probably because she has a secret talent that she can put her lips in the shape of a heart.
I guess we really can't see that.
No, we can't. But yeah.
That's impressive nonetheless.
It is very impressive, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
When you purse your lips, it makes like a heart shape, or when you like kiss a piece of paper like with lipstick on it, it makes a heart shape. I'm enthralled, sorry.
So basically I just bite my cheek and do the Elvis lip and then turn my head sideways. I look like a complete idiot doing it.
All right,
but
yeah,
I'm trying to do it.
Bite lip. Mm-hmm. So you like snarl your lip? Oh my mm-hmm. god.
It does look a little like that.
Elizabeth, we're trying this. It's harder than it sounds.
This is great radio.
Yeah, but you're getting a good laugh out of it, aren't you? That's
right. Elizabeth, this is going to be my new party trick. People are going to be like, Ben, that doesn't look anything like a heart. And you look kind of like an idiot. And I'm like, you know what? Let's not worry about that. All right. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain what the game's all about.
This is where we hear fun stories. And they either happened to the person when they were a little kid or a drunk adult.
Elizabeth, if you're ready, we'll play the first clip for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first couple are donkey related, just to give you a...
Donkey?
Yes. yes, I know. I mean, every good story starts with a donkey, right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, so little kid, drunk adult, here's your first clue.
I tried to kiss a donkey and it ended up biting me on the nose. I ended up with stitches.
Ooh. Tried to kiss a donkey, ended up biting her on the nose. Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'll say little kid.
Kelly's saying little kid. All right.
I was a very drunk adult.
Ah, drunk adult! Elizabeth knows. What happened?
I thought the donkey was feeling me. I tried to hug her for a photo, and she wasn't feeling me, so she bit me.
Ah.
I thought the donkey was feeling
me. Yeah.
I would do.
Yeah, you know what? Wow. Here's a lesson. Don't try to hug a donkey, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? No means no, whether you're a donkey or whether you're a human. All right, you're one for one, Elizabeth. Next one, again, donkey related. Here we go.
I got a concussion playing pin the tail on the donkey.
Concussion playing pin the tail on the donkey. Little kid or drunk adult?
Oh, that's hard. Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm saying little kid.
Kelly says little kid. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so what is it?
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult again! Again, every good story starts with a donkey, and it probably is when you're drunk. All right, so what happened?
I was in college in a fraternity, and we all got hammered one night and decided to play pin the tail on the donkey. What I didn't know was that they had rented a real donkey for our annual party the next day. So... blindfolded, I went out to go pin the tail on the donkey, and I stuck it in the real donkey, and he kicked the out of me and gave me a gnarly concussion.
Wow! Okay.
Wow, that's so dangerous.
Wow. Fraternities sound fun. Wow. Okay. Right, Elizabeth, you are perfect right now.
Yeah.
100% perfect.
Playing the game. I've got nothing right.
Absolutely. Should we keep it animal related? I got a couple more animal related ones.
Yeah, why not?
All right. We'll keep it animal related. We're going to leave the donkey and go to cows. Okay, Elizabeth. So little kid or drunk adult.
I let 7 cows loose from a pasture so they wouldn't be turned into hamburger.
Oh, okay. Let 7 cows loose from a pasture. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
All right, you're going little kid, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with her because she's been right so far.
Okay, Kelly's just saying, you know what, Elizabeth sounds smart. All right, what was it?
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, man.
Seriously?
All of them drunk adults this time.
Oh, dang.
And one cow was still missing after a week.
Uh-oh.
I confessed and got in massive trouble.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
Yes. Legal trouble, probably.
Probably. Well, you know what? 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Elizabeth. Congratulations.
Thank
Thank you.
Congratulations. Hang on the line a quick sec, and we'll get you your prizes, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, did you get through this entire bit without playing any donkey noises? And or cows?
No, hang on.
Nope, not that one. No. Close. Nope.
There it is. All right, there it is. All right, donkeys. Wow, okay.
It's the DJX Barnyard.
Yeah, right.
I realized something when I was getting married to my wife, Elizabeth, oh, so many years ago, during the cake cutting ceremony. I mean, we had pretty much talked and discussed just about every little detail of not only the wedding, of the reception, but when we got to the cake cutting part, I realized in my brain that we had never discussed, is cake smashing going to be a thing for our wedding?
Or are we going to be nice and respectful and just feed each other a piece?
Is it going to be a thing where we push the cake into each other's face and
have
laugh one of those
and ha
moments,
ha ha,
right?
Yeah.
So there's a wedding photographer who was asked about this on TikTok. Here was her response.
I photographed about 200 weddings. I think I've only seen about 3 instances of having the groom smash cake in the bride's face.
All right, so she said only about 3 times has she seen the groom do the whole cake smashing of the cake onto the bride's face.
And the very first one that I saw that, the bride got cake all in her eye, basically ruined her makeup. She ran off crying. I didn't see her for like 45 minutes.
Okay. Oh, gosh, that didn't go well.
That did not go well.
No.
And they are now divorced. So, yeah, I think it's probably not the best idea to shove cake in each other's faces unless you agree upon that beforehand.
Yeah, so...
Yes, if you agree upon that beforehand.
So there was the split second in my brain when after we've cut the cake... And I remember our DJ was like, what's going to happen?
Of course, they like to stir it up. Boy, is there going to be drama?
Right. And I look at her. She looks at me. We both get that look on our face. And I think the look on her face was, you better not.
Yeah.
You know, it's in the moment. There's crowd behind you. The DJ's going, what are you going to do?
Oh, and especially if you got a crowd that's egging you on.
This is also coming from the same guy who proposed to his now wife by saying, I'm going to break up with you. So I had this thought of, oh, I could do a little cake smash.
Like, this is part of my thing. This
and
is what I do.
The moment came. I was gentle. She came in a little hot. But it wasn't bad. So
all right.
She came in like she was almost prepared to answer for if I was going to do something, you know?
Exactly. She's like, listen, you know, you're a prankster. You're a prankster. What's happening?
Yeah, I did go to your wedding. I don't remember what happened during the cake cutting ceremony. What happened with yours?
Well, we have the cake in hand. I do a whole little Mm-hmm. Gave him the look like, no, sir.
Yeah.
Nobody, nope. Because, first of all, the cake was outlandishly delicious.
Sure.
I wanted all that in my mouth,
mm-hmm.
not on my face.
Right.
Just fed each other nicely, and there you go.
Go ahead and text us, 502-795-1997, whether or not you had the cake smashed in your face, and then whether you're still married.
Because
according to this photographer, her theory is cake smashers don't remain married.
We acted like we were going to do it to each other, but instead turned and got our maid of honor and best man instead.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of good.
I think it has to do with the level of aggression. Like if it's a cutesy little or if it's got some stank on it.
It's got a little stank on it.
It's got a little stank on it.
If you're
dang.
Throwing some heaters, yeah.
Yeah.
Aubrey texts in and says, yeah, one word, divorced, LOL. All right, so cake smash, divorce. Maybe this is
there
a theory.
There might be some truth to it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and maybe if you are thinking of or you have a wedding coming up, Maybe this is something you add to the list of, hey, let's talk about this before the ceremony actually happens. Because
yes, let's discuss that moment.
We got a text from Rachel that said, mom threatened the husband. Did not happen. They're still married. Like, don't you dare. Carmen texted in, did the cake smash. I was picking red velvet cake out of my dress all night.
Oh, no.
After it fell off my face. Still married, though. 9 years. I would have never expected anything less from my silly husband. So.
Well, that's good.
Hey, Brittany.
So the husband and I, we didn't discuss it, but in the moment, I was like, you know, this will be a fun shot. So I smushed it in his face first, and then he got me, and I really wasn't worried because my makeup artist was there, so she was able to fix my makeup after, and it was so fun, and it was the best shot we got at our wedding, I think.
Okay, and good. So it worked out. But you knew I've got a way to fix this.
Yes.
In the back of your mind. It's like, just don't get it in my hair.
So, Brittany, I'm assuming you're still married?
Yes. We're going to be celebrating 9 years next month.
All right. There you go. Got another text from a listener that said two things. One, we did the cake smash, and we've been now married for 23 years. Secondly, Kelly, you should never say, I want it all in my mouth and not on my face. She was referring to the cake.
The
right?
cake.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Again, if you just hear a part of my sentences, sometimes they sound weird. They sound different.
All right. Hey, thank you for that.
99.7 DJX.
Maybe you've been in the situation where you're dating someone and you're like, man, there is writing on the wall that I don't think this is going to last much longer. But you're in that awkward period of time when it's maybe close to their birthday or close to like a holiday. And you don't want to be like an absolute jerk and break up with them like on an anniversary or a holiday or their birthday.
So what do you do? What do you get that's an appropriate gift that doesn't like confuse them when it is time to dump them?
My best friend back in the day when he was dating his former girlfriend, right before she broke up with him. And of course, we didn't know that at the time. She gave him a present for, I want to say Christmas, maybe. And it was just a kind of a framed picture that looked like she got it out of, you know, maybe from Goodwill or something. A framed picture of like a nature scene and had given it to him for Christmas. And so he was like, why did she give me this? And so he had to like pretend to like it, and he even hung it in our apartment and everything.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and then like 2 weeks later, she was like, bye bye.
Oh, she dumped him. Wow.
Yeah. She dumped him. So maybe that was a sign that things were headed in that direction. Who knows? But someone on Reddit just came up with like the perfect gift if you're about to end a relationship, right? But you don't want to be like 100% jerk in the moment. So this is what you do. You give the person, your significant other, a book of homemade coupons for things like dinner at a fancy restaurant, romantic weekend away, a future concert of your bidding. This way, the gift seems super generous, thoughtful even.
And romantic.
And romantic, right?
Yes, then I think it's confusing then if you're going to drop the hammer soon after.
Here's the thing, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
When you break up, is your partner or your now ex ever going to cash in on those gifts?
Oh, I would.
If
that was given to me, I would show up at their house and be like, but what about
you? You owe me dinner!
I still have coupons to cash in.
Listen, I guess there is some risk involved, sure.
Yes, like if you're, they forgot the Kelly factor. Because if this was given to me 100% before I got, I would make sure I use them. I'd show up and be like, hang on, you are not letting go until we get through this entire coupon book.
Yes, I need Snuggles and chocolate on page 4. I need a movie of Ryan Reynolds on page 5. I need dinner.
At Jeff Ruby. We're going to Ruby's for dinner. You said.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, okay, I guess you're right. There is a Kelly factor that I didn't.
Yes.
But, you know, to be honest and fair,
the person who suggested this doesn't know you.
That is true. But I feel like that I am not completely one of a kind. It's the wild card factor.
Again.
I can't quit you factor.
There is a risk, yes. But, yeah. Oh my gosh, Allison goes one-ups it. And she texts us. She says, put an expiration date on the coupons, LOL. So yeah, you only have...
As in next week.
You only have another month to use these. And then yeah, drop the hammer.
No, I mean, this is completely like 1,000 times confusing. Kelsey, it's just like, yeah, this is really confusing. First of all, it's obvious you're going to spend time making them, okay? Mm-hmm. And that, again, makes it feel like there's genuine feelings behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're for romantic things, then yeah, I'm going to be at the door going, but wait a second. You would not have made these for me if you did not really deep down love me. You're just confused right now. I'm going to give you a day. And then I want to come back and we're going to go out to dinner.
And I realize now the problem. If your birthday is coming up and you receive one of these coupon books, what you're going to be thinking.
Oh, 100%. Listen, you ruined coupon books for like kids who make it for their parents.
I'm not letting the kids aren't going to break up with their parents. Oh. So it's not like that. Anyways, all right, so there you go. Little life hack. Yes, it may be a little on the unethical side, shady side, but still.
I would say don't do it. I don't endorse it.
It has been thumbed up on Reddit as the best but slightly unethical gift to give if you're going to dump someone. A 99.7 DJX. DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of that, and we'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Melissa said, hi, Ben and Kelly, I'm 27. I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 months. He is very successful, being he's only 31, mm-hmm. and he's very hot.
Oh, okay.
Here's why I'm messaging you. He's very immature. I mean, I'm almost 4 years younger than he is, but I feel like I'm having to be the adult in the relationship.
Mm.
He does things like pass gas in front of me. I mean, that's not the issue. Everybody does that. It's that he makes such a big deal out of it every time.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's pulled my pants down in public.
Oh, my God.
Tries to deflect everything with humor and seems to make these inappropriate jokes at inappropriate times.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting very frustrating because he's obviously capable of pulling it together when he needs to with his work. But is this just something I need to deal with until he like grows out of it? Am I being too naive? Can he actually change or can I help him change? My girlfriends say I should stick around for the arm candy until I can find someone else because he'll always be that way.
Oh, gosh.
Like, he cute, deal with it for a little bit, but look for somebody better.
Right, exactly. Just keep him around, keep that eye on a swivel.
Thank you, love your show.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is a tough one because if you start pointing these things out, then he's going to start to feel self-conscious. He may feel like she's trying to, like, dim his light.
First of all, has she, I don't want to equate it to a dog or a puppy, but that's my life right now.
Okay.
Has she, when he pulls down her pants, scold him, say, no, that's not what we do, and whap him on the nose with a newspaper?
I cannot believe that he did that. I mean, that is right. Over the line.
Right, exactly. Because I feel like in that instance, it would totally be understandable for her to be like, what are you doing? We do not do this. No.
In public, that's no. In private, whatever. That could be funny. Not in public.
Is your reaction egging him on to continue to do it? Because I know that if I get a positive response from something I do, I'll file that away and say,
that was a hit.
All right, that was a hit. Maybe I'll bring that back up, when the time is right.
I can't imagine that she reacted in a way to where he thought pulling her pants down in public was hysterically funny.
Or,
a home run prank.
They're only 4 months in, and, you know, maybe he's like, bends over in front of her, and he's like, oh, hey, hang on a second, I gotta tie my shoe. And lets off a fart, and she, like, maybe she giggled, or she was like, oh, my gosh, you know, or she didn't react, like, so negatively that he's like, she digs this.
Well, when we were little, my mom was just like, well, if a boy is picking on you, then that means he likes you. Maybe he's still subscribing to that
mentality as an adult. He's 31, though.
Yeah,
he's 31.
I feel like he should know.
This would be like better. A 21-year-old doing stuff like this. I think, yeah, maybe she needs to just sit him down and be like, I am super into you. But these things like the whole pantsing me in public and just the over-the-top making fun of your farts is just a little much. If we could just tone that down.
She almost needs to do it in the moment when it happens.
Yeah.
And start systematically like checking or addressing those issues. Because if you just unload a dump truck
full of stuff, he will feel attacked. Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And then, you know, maybe then, you know, you're done. Your problem solved because you guys won't be dating anymore. If you do want to like keep them around and you think there are some genuine qualities underneath all of that quote immaturity, you know, then I would start addressing them in the situation, you know, and maybe.
Yes, as it comes up.
You know, like a dog, rub his nose in it.
Stop it. We're not rubbing his nose in it. But just be honest with how it makes you feel. I mean, especially with something as embarrassing as being pantsed in public. Right then and there, she'd be like, don't do that again. That was mortifying for me.
Yeah.
You might think it's funny, not for me.
Yeah. And, you know, she can be serious about it. And as adults, he should be able to take that and understand and let it sink in and go, oh, okay, I will check that off of my list as something I cannot do.
Well, it's almost like a kid. He's testing his boundaries. He's trying to see what he can get away with, which is strange when you're 31.
Yeah, exactly. So, like I said, if you like him and you think there are some genuine qualities there that you want to explore and continue to get to know and all that stuff, then I would address them in the situation.
Yeah, be honest in the moment that you're not a fan. Elena says he's Chandler Bing.
Oh, from Friends?
Yes. I don't know if Chandler ever pantsed Monica, though.
I don't know either. All right.
But Chandler is charming and funny.
Well,
so maybe we find the charming, funny side and we elevate that, but the super embarrassing, immature, gross side.
Inappropriate side. Yeah.
Inappropriate side, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Hopefully that helped.
That's diving into the DMs. You can always send us a DM on socials at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kelly, what is the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
For sure. I mean, it's one thing to kind of be in your own feels about an awkward situation you get yourself in. It's another to involve the EMS or police. And then it's still another to have that story get picked up and go national.
OMG.
So if you can,
especially when it's not good.
I know. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in the grocery cart, you're doing okay.
How in the world does that happen?
Okay, so nearly a half an hour, this woman got her fingers caught in one of those like plastic shopping carts, like made of the hard plastic with like the honeycomb design, you know?
Oh, no.
She had gotten her index finger caught in one of those holes, right? I mean, just an accident, whatever. But couldn't get it out. And so police...
They had to call EMS and police and all the things to rescue her?
Listen.
Oh, my God, the sheriff is here.
Listen, that's Ashley. When the first responders came and she realized, oh, gosh.
Did you call 911?
Did you call out or anything,
man? So she wasn't the one that called.
No, she's like, did you call 911? Oh, why are they here?
There's a knuckle there. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah, so they helped free her caught finger.
Did they have to, like, cut the cart, or were they able to put some slick stuff on her finger and slip it out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the cart was unharmed in the end of it as well, and then her finger was unharmed as well. Just caught in the front of the cart, and when she went to, you know, pull it out from the front, it kind of got caught there. So, yeah. So, not only did Ashley have to deal with the embarrassment of getting her finger caught in a shopping cart.
Did you call 911?
But then realize that EMS and police are on the scene for Ashley.
Oh, God.
And now we're talking about it.
Bless her heart.
In Louisville, Kentucky. So
she's going to take more care. next time she's pushing the cart around the store.
Yeah,
or maybe, you know what? She should do Instacart next time.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe. Have them bring it out to her.
Exactly.
That's for sure. All right, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in a grocery cart, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang.